Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaFleur for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brookins. Rice scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Sizemore, who tags LaFleur, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into right field. Morales picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Sizemore moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joaquin Fuss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards second. Sizemore catches it and steps on second to double up Joaquin Fuss. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-2 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez catches it and throws to first to double up Hobson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Dwyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.